ay buksan at lipunay pag-aralan. Mga babae, ito nga ba'y kapalaran?
R-H-Bill!
Ipasa! Now, laugh!
We're queer!
We're here!
We'll never disappear!
Yak! Bakla! Tomboy! Katiri! Uy! Ayun! Chicks! Sexy! Bakis!
Hoy, kuya! Anong dekada na? Bakit ganyan ka pa?
Ang ate! Kalaki anay! Si kuya makaluma!
Issue pa ba yan? Ano nga ba ang issue? Lumang usapin na ba yan o akma pa sa henerasyong ito? Tara na, tutsikahan natin!
Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo?
At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
Mga babae, ang ngiti na lumaya!
Magandang hapon mga classmates! Ngayon ay samahan ninyo akong muling pahinggan ng episode ng Generation Gender na una nang isinahimpapawid noong April 17, 2015.
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender. Ang mitihin po natin ay lumaya, isang naglalagablab at napakainit na hapon sa ating lahat. Pero mga ka-Generation Gender, ati pong tatapatan ang init ng panahon at naglalagablab na Biyernes sa pamamagitan ng kasing init at kasing naglalagablab na ating mga damdamin at katawan. Ayan po, ako po ang iyong ka-Generation Gender, ang iyong lingkod, si Julian Baldo Cubelo. Isang napakagandang hapon po sa ating lahat ngayon. Ngayong araw, ano tayo ngayon na halo-halo? Ano lang tayo, mix and match lang tayo ngayong hapon dahil meron tayong mga iba't ibang klaseng pag-uusapan ngayong hapon. Unang-una sa lahat, especially doon sa mga nag-aabang sa indie music scene ng ating OPM dahil nagbabalik, although temporarily, ang napakahusay na si Miss Cynthia Alexander. At siguro hindi masyadong kilala si Cynthia Alexander sa ating mainstream pop culture, pero sa mga ka-generation ko, si Cynthia Alexander ay napakahalagang icon ng music industry. At today nga, April 17, magsisimula ang kanyang mga series of appearances. Siguro hindi sa mainstream media, pero medyo busy siya. So parang I'm just so happy na natapat sa ika-apat na kaarawan ng aking anak. Ayan. So pag-uusapan natin mamaya si Cynthia Alexander dahil napakahalaga ng kanyang pag-uwi. Hindi lang to isang simpleng pag-uwi, kundi isa siyang coming out na talagang personally, although I am a gender advocate, I didn't see this coming, but I am not in shock. I am in celebration with her and all the rest of humanity na nagtago, no, sa closet, so to speak, for several years. So nung una, mga fans ni Cynthia Alexander nung umalis siya mga ilang taon ang nakaraan, nalungkot talaga ng bonggang-bongga, bakit nga ba umalis si Cynthia Alexander? Meron na siyang mga nasimulan na adhikain dito sa Pilipinas. She has made a very important point na pwede ka palang maging artist, maging musician sa Pilipinas na hindi ka na naka-sign up sa mga big-time music recording companies, kasi siya nga ay talagang tamang indie musician si Miss Cynthia Alexander. Siya ang nagproproduce ng sarili niyang mga album sa isang, sabi nga niya, homemade music studio. But she was able to sustain herself financially through being a musician and an artist. She's also a poet, a painter. So parang nasustain niya yun ng maraming taon at nang biglang nagpaalam siya at sabi niya, I need to go out of the country, find some other place for me to take root in. Hindi na intindihan. So sabi nga, ay talagang hindi niya kayang buhayin ang kanyang sarili through indie methods. Kulang pa ng suporta ng mga Pilipino para sa OPM. Kala ng marami, at yun din ang akala ko na yun ang dahilan. Pero because of this recent revelation from Miss Cynthia Alexander, nagulat na hindi pala yun ang dahilan. Sabi niya, the support that was given to the OPM, especially those na nasa indie na aspeto ng OPM, ay tamang-tama, sapat na sapat. Meron pang ibang kadahilanan, okay? So yun, medyo pag-uusapan natin si Cynthia Alexander, siguro dun sa mga fans si Cynthia Alexander, na alam ko na marami sa mga nakikinig sa Generation Gender ay fans din ni Cynthia Alexander tulad ko. Magpapatugtog ako siguro mamaya ng mga isa o dalawang kanta galing sa kanya. At it's summertime once again, and that 2 days ago in my class, we discussed about sex-positive sensuality, at naikonekta namin ito sa importansya ng pagiging komportable sa ating mga katawan, lalong-lalo na kapag summer. So gusto ko lang talagang idiin ang importansya ng pagdiriwang ng ating mga katawan, lalong-lalo na pag-summer. At bakit pag-summer? Pag-summer kasi we are kind of forced to really love our dirty, sweaty, messy, what you call this, sticky bodies, kasi hindi dapat nakabalot dahil nga mainit. So, medyo, you know, isisingit natin to mamaya, bakit kailangan maging komportable at bakit ang summer ay ang napakahinog na panahon para mas tanggapin, mas mahalin, mas hindi mahiya sa lahat ng aspeto ng ating katawan. So, meron lang mga ilang mga inspirational pieces na aking nakalap mula sa internet at na-share mula sa aking mga kaibigan. At may mga ilang lines na babasahin ko mamaya, okay? And then, isa pa nating pag-uusapan, at sana makilhok nga sa isang matinong usapan dito sa Generation Gender, ay ang mga, I don't know, I consider this very, very important breakthroughs in the advertising world, yung mga patalastas na ating nakikita mula sa Dove na mga commercial. I don't intend to support these products commercially speaking, but I like the content and I like the buzz that it is causing. So, ito rin ay napag-usapan namin ng mga estudyante ko sa klase, at gusto kong kunin kung anong opinion dito. Yung mga, kung nakita ninyo, patuloy naman na naglalabas ang Dove ng mga, so to speak, radical or progressive media content via advertisements. At sa mga produkto ng beauty, body, or cosmetics, sila talaga yung nasa front line ng pag-develop ng mga diskursong medyo malalim at hindi masyadong mainstream, at patuloy nilang kinokontest ang popular notion kung ano nga ba ang kagandahan, ano nga ba ang dapat na itsura at tekstura ng ating mga katawan, lalong-lalo na sa mga kababaihan. At meron mga naglabas na dalawang bago, yung how do you consider yourself, how do you see your body actually reflects how people see you. So kung ikaw ay ang tingin mo beautiful ka, or ang tingin mo ay average ka lamang, ito daw ay napaproject sa mundo, at ganun din katitingnan ng mga tao. So, meron ang mga tawag dito, mga tipong mga reality type kind of advertisements na tipong experimental kuno. So, wala masyadong script at meron lang punto na gustong idiin. So, yun. Yun. At ang isa pang commercial na medyo nagiging popular ngayon sa online media, nagaling din sa Dove, yung curly hair. At celebrate your curls. At relate ako dito ng bonggang-bongga, dahil ang aking anak na si Diwa ay kulot na kulot, at gustong-gusto ko ang pagkakulot, at ako rin ay semi-kulot. Okay? At may problema ako sa pagiging semi-kulot kasi mas gusto kong kulot ako. Pero okay lang naman pala na semi-kulot. So, something to that effect. So, halo-halo lang tayo, at makitext na po mga ka-Generation Gender. Merong mga first time daw na nakikinig, si Annie Diaz at si Shirley Palomeo. Yun, ang mga first time daw na makikinig sa Generation Gender. Welcome, there's always a first time. Pwede po makitext at makicomment, makireact, makiwoohoo, okay, sa 0927-220-8332. Isang oras lang po tayo. Sorry po, I know it's always be 10, pero we'll make the most of our 1 hour. Again, pwede po mag-text sa 0927-220-8332. Meron din kaming, I don't know how this operates. Basta meron kaming ano, you can follow us on Instagram at DZUP1602. And then also, meron din kaming official website, www.dzup.org. Kung nakikinig kayo via live streaming, that's precisely it. That's the website. Okay? So, magpapatalastas lang po tayo ng mabilis na mabilis. Kayo po ay nakikinig sa Generation Gender dito sa DZUP 1602. Kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas, DZUP 1602. Kasali!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Ang pelikula,
hindi lang ginagawa,
hindi lang pinapanood,
ito rin ay pinag-uusapan.
Kaya para sa isang malaman,
makabuluhan,
at masustansyang talakayan sa isa sa pinakapaboritong libangan ng Pinoy,
tutok na sa CineScholar, ang usapang pampagana.
Tuwing Biyernes, alas 6 ng gabi,
dito lang sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Oh, walang a-absent ha?
Nakakatamad naman magbasa ng libro. Mag-internet na lang kaya ako. Ah, ito maganda. Kasyang-kasya to sa 5-page paper ko.
Ang ganda nga ng homework mo. Hindi naman galing sa isip mo. Maging original. Tigilan ang pangongopya. Tigilan ang plagiarism. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Ikaw ba'y malikhain? Masipag? Matyaga, maabilidad, madiskarte. May kakayahan ka bang sumulat ng scripts? O baka naman ang trip mo'y lumikha ng mga programang pangradyo? O maging newswriter o reporter kaya? At kung pangarap mo'y maging radio announcer o drama talent, baka ito na ang hinahanap mong break. Ano pang hinihintay mo? Ipadala ang iyong application letter at resume sa dzupapplication@gmail.com. Para sa karagdagang detalye, bisitahin ang www.facebook.com/DZUP1602AM.
Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo?
At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender. Gosh, I'm so excited. Meron ng mga nagte-text dito sa aking private number. Yun pala, if you're not comfortable texting sa 0927-220-8332, pwede po kayo mag-text doon sa aking private number doon sa mga nakakaalamat na usually doon sa mga suki na natin. For those na mga hindi pa nakikilala si Cynthia Alexander, siguro I will just tell the background of this great person through my personal experience of her. This was accidental, if you remember NU107, di ba? So through NU107, pag NU107 was this legendary, hindi siya urban legend, pero talagang NU107 was once a real radio station that had to close down because natatalo tayo ng mga western music. Come on guys, huwag tayo magpapatalo. Anyway, so through NU107 and then I heard this song inserted in between heavy rock songs, okay, na mga western. I didn't consider it as a rock song kasi may merong heavy violin, merong heavy piano thingies on it. At sabi ko, this is great. And then the lyrics, my gosh, comfort in your strangeness. Sabi ko, gusto ko yan, peg ko yan. I was college student and it just totally blew me away nung malaman ko na talagang Pilipina siya. Fan ako ni Joy Ayala at nalaman ko na kapatid siya ni Joy Ayala and I did not realize na nakita ko na siya several times kasi nga nag-aano siya yung chuariwap singer siya sa mga concerts ni Joy Ayala. And then sabi ko, oh my God, Cynthia Alexander, this is like, ha. Okay, so yun. And then, laging nagtatop yung kanta niyang Comfort in Your Strangeness. Tsaka, ay hindi, yung una talaga is Insomnia. I-N-S-O-M-N-I-A. Yun. So, meron siya, the first album that was released na indie ay yung Insomnia and Other Lullabies. And then, naging, ano na, I sort of followed her around. Luckily, nasa UP ako at maraming mga libreng palabas dito sa UP. Yung tipong naglalakad ako sa Akad Oval, tapos si Cynthia Alexander ay tumutugtog sa ilalim ng Acacia Tree. So, oh, where do you get these freebie concerts all here at UP Diliman? So, nandun siya, nagtutugtog with other indie artists, Gary Granada, meron mga ganun. So, palaging ganun na parang naglalakad ka out of the blue, there's Cynthia Alexander offering her music for free. And of course, somewhere along the way, nagtayo siya ng conspiracy bar together with other artists at malapit lang siya, nasa Visayas Avenue lang siya. So, napaka-accessible niya. She's human. She tells stories in her gigs. Yung tipong, well, she would strum the guitar, nag-i-intro, magtatanong siya sa kanyang audience. Tadadang, tadadang, tadadang. Tipong, do you like stories? Do you like me to tell you stories? And we would just gush out like, yes, of course. Yon, mga ganon. So, makwento, down to earth, no gimmicks, just being Cynthia Alexander. And then, in 2000, nag-produce siya ng another album, Ripping Yarns. And then, another that in 2005, Comet's Tale. And then, yun nga lang, wala na akong copy ng mga cassette tapes na ito dahil masyado akong mapagbigay, pinapahiram, at wala na sila sa akin ngayon. Di ba? There you go. Tapos marami siya mga remix. Anyway, yun, parang I just took Miss Cynthia Alexander for granted kasi napaka-accessible nga siya. And so when she left, it broke my heart. Anyway, medyo kilala siya ng anak ko. Medyo sumasabay ang aking anak sa mga iilang mga kanta niya. Hindi nga lang niya masyado pang kilala si Cynthia Alexander. But anyway, I'm so glad na, you know, when she shouted via Facebook na nagbabalik siya, ang dami nag-comment, ang dami nag-request. I'm just so glad that she's still alive in our hearts. And I know she will continue to be alive. So, there. So, Cynthia Alexander, anak siya ng isang poet na si Tita Lacamba Ayala. At just, gosh, being a member of a very artistic family, it just speaks so much. At really making a point being an indie artist in the Philippines. Talagang siya, isa siya sa mga nangunguna at talagang she has made the point so well. Diba? And then she is here. And she wrote this, I consider this as a love letter. She wrote this nung nasa aeroplano pa siya. So just the first paragraph, this is on Rappler. Okay, so I'm quoting Cynthia Alexander on this via Rappler. Sabi niya, I'm on a plane right now going home to the Philippines after 3 years of being away. So parang ang bilis ng 3 years, no? The last time I checked the flight map, DL-167 was at the height of its arc over the Bering Sea, halfway from Seattle to Tokyo. I'm awake and restless, suspended in the air between my two cultures, my two identities, my past and my present. So parang, oh, what's going on? What's going to happen? Yun pala, she left 7 years, she left 3 years ago because 7 years ago, she fell in love with an American girl. So, all along, I never really bothered to check on the background of Miss Cynthia Alexander kasi I loved her for being the artist that she is. All along, I thought she was happily married to this straight dude, also a foreigner, thus the Alexander surname, and they had a daughter, they have a daughter named Tala. That's all I knew about her. So sabi ko, okay. And then all the love songs that she would write, and I consider almost all of her songs as love songs, tulad ng yung You and I, and then Moon Over You. All along napipicture ko na sinusulat niya to para sa husband niya. I don't know when did the falling in love with a girl happen, but I'm just so happy for her na finally she's able to tell this story of hers right now, diba? So, from the Philippines, she went to Seattle to really settle down with her partner named Stacy and to raise her daughter Tala with that. So sabi niya, dito sa love letter na to na sinulat niya sa Rappler, parang sinasabi lang niya yung difference ng kultura ng pagtanggap. There is no homophobia in Seattle. Pwede daw sila malakad sa beach na being accepted as two female partners, romantic partners, and that her daughter has no homophobia at all. At ito nga yung wala sa Pilipinas. At sadly, kaya nga tayo merong generation gender dahil kailangan patuloy na i-challenge ang heteronormative notion ng romantic relationship. At I would not in my life would I expect ng isang sa magiging late bloomer spokespersons I see Miss Cynthia Alexander herself, and I know this is a very welcome news for our sisters and brothers in the LGBTQ community. At alam ko na kailangan i-share. Okay, ang sinulat ni Miss Cynthia Alexander. Another quote from her. Like many LGBTQ people raised in a predominantly Roman Catholic society, my biggest challenge was self-acceptance. I don't know. It just makes my heart beat so fast. Kasi alam ko ang hirap na pinagdaanan ni Miss Cynthia Alexander sa pagsulong ng indie music. Also, just trying to make a name for herself being Joey Ayala's sister. And this, not knowing, you know, from a perspective of a true blue fan na hindi mo marirealize na meron pa rin pala siyang ibang journey. Merong struggle na she had to go through all these years. So there. But I don't know. She ended with a very hopeful note. Sabi niya, in the Philippines, I used to introduce people to Stacey as a friend because I wasn't brave enough to say who she really was to me. Only our close friends and family members knew. Now things will be different. I know that not everyone will approve, but that doesn't worry me. As Alice Walker said, no person is your friend who demands your silence or denies your right to grow. When people ask me why I left, I'll tell them I fell in love with an American girl. It's as simple and as wondrous as that. Yes, it's as simple as wondrous and as that. And I celebrate love and summer with you, Miss Cynthia Alexander. Mamaya pa ako magbabasa ng mga text, pero meron lang dito text sa aking private number from 0929-036-7532. Sabi niya, summer is for rebellion and getting naked. Summer is for oblating, as in oblation. Summer is for ovulating and for ovations. And lastly, summer is for Miss Chincha Alexander. The Chincha pa talaga ang kanyang sinabi. And I don't know, I know a group of women who would call Miss Cynthia's Chincha. Chincha Alexander. So there you go. For those of you who have time, please do make time to catch the shows of Miss Cynthia Alexander. She's attending these awards. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm no longer hip and cool like I used to be. So hindi ko na alam ang mga nangyayari. But all I know, I caught it somewhere in my newsfeed na merong music awards. Can anybody text me about it? It's a music awards event that she's attending. I don't know when, but it's included in her itinerary. Okay, so isang bagsak para kay Miss Cynthia Alexander sa kanyang pag-come out. I don't know, she's just more beautiful to me now. Okay? Later, meron tayong ipapatugtog na mga kanta niya. Two of my most favorite songs from Miss Cynthia Alexander. Yun lang muna. Mga ka-Generation Gender, please po mag-text sa 0927-220-8332. Or sa aking private number. Kung gusto nyo magtumawag at gusto nyo mag-phone patch, gusto nyo marinig ang iyong boses on air, pwede pong tumawag sa 503-8288. Okay? Tayo po ay magpapatalastas ng mabilis na mabilis. Kayo po ay nakikinig sa Generation Gender dito sa DZUP 1602. Kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas, DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Halika na mahilig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na mahilig sa DZUP 1602.
Pasyensya na kayo! Abangan! Dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Isang araw, di pa uwi na nga ako. Pagkabukas ko ng pinto, wala na akong ibang nakita. Hindi ang mga kamay niya na tumatama sa mukha ko. Wala na akong ibang naririnig, kundi ang iyak ng mga anak ko. Wala na akong ibang hinihiling, kundi matapos na ang lahat ng to.
Itigil ang pang-aabuso sa mga kababaihan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Mga isyung tinututukan, mga pangyayaring binabantayan, mga impormasyong dapat malaman ng bayan. DZUP News Headlines. Lunes hanggang Biyernes, alas 2 ng hapon, dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo? At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
Thank you.
Narinig niyo po ang kanta ni Miss Cynthia Alexander na The Weather Report, which I usually call Daisy Chain. I don't know, it's just so summery, that song. Okay? Miss Annie Diaz, my very good friend, just told me na the event will be tonight. It's Jack Daniel's event. At Miss Cynthia Alexander will be awarded the Indie Icon of the Year. Parang, yeah, come on. Dapat tati pa to, di ba? Anyway, doon sa pwede makapunta, pwede pong pakipalakpak na lang at pakiwoot for Miss Cynthia Alexander for me. Meron pa rin daw isa pang concert, pero hindi daw pwedeng i-announce. Anyway, will she be at Conspiracy Bar? Kasi yun yung pinaka-accessible para sa akin, okay? There you go. So it's Jack Daniel's the Jack Daniel's event, okay? So maraming mga banda na pupunta doon, and this is really good for OPM. Okay, maraming salamat, Annie Diaz. What else? Like I've said, summer is for celebration of what's dirty, what's sweaty, and just being real. Sa bahay namin, meron kaming ginawa na parang sign on the wall. Sinulat namin doon. Parang house rules, so to speak. In this house, we do real. We do I'm sorry's. We do second chances. We do love. We do joy. At just several weeks ago, yung aking mabuting kaibigan na nasa summer, si Miss Ambi Salazar Magtanaw, ay nag-send sa akin ng link. At just, I don't know, it just killed me. Kasi napaka dirty na napaka lovely. It's about really accepting the cynicisms, the frailties, the not knowings of our lovers' bodies. At sa tingin ko, isa siyang aspeto ng pagmamahal na hindi masyado nating tinatanggap, dahil ang tingin natin, vanilla palagi ang tingin natin sa pagmamahal. It's the vanilla kind of love and the vanilla kind of sex. Pero nung nabasa ko ito, it just reminded me of how divinely mad love is. Kasi this is sort of a love letter na celebrating dark pasts of our lovers, of our partners. At kailangan tanggapin, we need to make love to these dark parts of our lovers too. At hindi lang ang perfection, at hindi lang ang clarity na ibinibigay ng ating mga minamahal sa buhay. And I would like to read some of the lines here kasi ang ganda. So this is an article on the elephantjournal.com. So the title of the article is Dear Lover, Give It To Me Dirty by Kate Rose. So sabi niya, my checkered past has made me who I am. It has made me more interesting, more intrinsically appealing. It has given me my unfathomable depths full of mysteries that have yet to be fully revealed. So pinapakita niya na if she could find her partner, you know, she is willing to take it all. And she says, bring me grit. His most buried mistakes, especially those that he shakes his head in disbelief and still physically cringes at. I want to see not the man that most of the world sees, but the one whose good intentions are stitched together with hope, mistakes, and maybe a little bit of glistening luck. I will believe in a part of him that questions life on a daily basis, but will still rise with the sun and try even harder tomorrow. I want to see the side of him that has put effort into hiding, into disguising as someone that actually walks the line. Bring me callous heart and skepticism. All of it. Unlock the tightly woven chain and let it all out. His heartbreak and pain, tears falling, staining my skin, tasting of warm Jameson, and a loss so deep it still leaves ripples upon the surface. Memories that bring him to his knees on the dusty road, and that faraway look when he drifts off to to that other time, that other place, the one that is filled with the handfuls of things that he wished he had gotten to do, the sunrises he wished he had seen, and the kisses he wished he had taken advantages of. Bring me real bad days and long nights, his morning stubble against my soft breasts, his strong confident hands leaving fingerprint bruises on my hips, and the deep kisses that will make my knees weak. Life unscripted, unglorified. If he and I have been doing it right, we will have a collection of experiences and memories that make up the story of who we are. He and I may have pain, fears, even trepidation. The key to all of that will be the ability to have learned from where we have been so that we can determine where we want to go. So that's some of the lines from Dear Lover, Give It To Me Dirty by Kate Rose. So it's summer. It's good to be dirty and to be sweaty and to be messy. Sabi nga, bring out the skin, yeah. Diba? Sabi nga niya dito, so bring it all of it. I will ask of him. All I ask of him is to bring me his messy, dirty imperfections, his scraped knuckles, and his good intentions. To just bring it. There you go. It's summer at eto pa. Meron dito just a few lines from I Will Never Be a Well-Behaved Woman. This is one of my favorite. Binasa to kasi ng estudyante ko. It's a poem. And it's really about that rebellion that, you know, I don't know, summer sort of triggers in us. Sabi niya, I would rather pass my days lying in the middle of dirt road, staring at the full moon with a bottle of summer red in my palms. I would rather have kids when it suits me, not when society expects or throws shoulds. I would rather live in a hammock on a beach for 6 months and write like my soul means it. I would rather be horribly broke at times than married to a job because a mortgage payment has my ass on a hook. I would rather own moments than investments. I would rather eat alone than sit with women who bore me at wives' night. I would rather swim naked with bioluminescence, have it fall like fireflies from my hair, my breasts, my back. I would rather do handstands naked in the moonlight when no one's watching than pick bridesmaid dresses. I would rather drink 7-year-old rum from a sandy bottle, smell of smoke and ash, than sit in church. I would rather learn from life than rack up debt in a desk. I would rather drink the ocean again and again, celebrate being madly alive. I would rather my love be defined by love itself and nothing more or less. I don't need a ring on my finger to prove that I am in love. I would rather take the chicken bus than spend useless money in safe gated communities, sit beside a goat, listen to reggaeton, and eat green mango with sugar in a plastic bag sold from the woman who harasses the buzz each time it stops. I do not need a degree to prove that I am intelligent. I would rather sprawl my single ass out like a lioness each morning and enjoy each corner of my empty bed. I will take a job I love and freedom over a pension any day. I will not work and work and work to live when my body is old and I am tired. I will not drink the societal Kool-Aid on a bus, nor will I drink it on a train. So it's a long poem, and it's a favorite summer poem of mine. Last line. Seek, see, love, do. There you go, a poem from Jane Robinson. And I don't know, this is just a celebration of Cynthia Alexander's coming out this very, very hot summer. Like, we need just to get out all our skeletons out there. Let our skeletons fry under this blazing sun. Okay? So, magbabalik po tayo. Mamaya, let's just talk about the Dove commercials. Merong nag-aantay, merong nag-comment na dito about the Dove commercial. Isang curly hair. At she raves against the notion na pagkulot, salot. Hindi daw yun totoo. Okay? Magbabalik po ang Generation Gender dito sa DZUP 1602 kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Ito ay pag-ibig.
Ma, I love you po.
Mahal na mahal din kita, anak.
Ito ay pag-ibig.
Panatang makabayan, iniibig ko ang Pilipinas, aking lupang sinilangan.
Ito ay pag-ibig.
Pare, mahal kita.
Pantay-pantay ang lahat sa pag-ibig. LGBTQ, babae o lalaki, lahat ay may karapatang mamuhay at magmahal. Don't discriminate. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602.
Do you love me?
Yes.
Will you take care of me?
Yes.
Will you always be there for me?
Yes.
Will you do anything for me?
Yes.
Do you trust me?
Yes.
Are you willing to go all the way with me?
No.
As a woman, you have a choice. Yes is not the only answer. Learn to say no.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Mahirap kalaban ang heart disease. Ayon sa World Health Organization, 12 milyong katao ang namamatay kada taon sa buong mundo dahil dito.
Alam nyo ba na maraming uri ng heart disease? Kabilang dito ang high blood pressure, coronary heart disease, at rheumatic fevers.
Kung ikaw ay mayroong heart disease, hindi pa huli ang lahat. Kumain ng wastong pagkain, itigil ang paninigarilyo, at mag-ehersisyo. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo? At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
We are celebrating being real. We are celebrating Miss Cynthia Alexander's coming out. We are celebrating this summer's sun. Ablaze and frying us to death, but really forcing us to be real, getting down to our knees, getting down to our personal dirts, you know. Let's just let it all out to the open and let it fry, let it fry, let it fry. There you go. Eto, I'm just talagang kinakagalak ng aking puso na meron pa rin somehow. Sabi ko nga, meron pa rin pag-asa ang ating popular, ang mainstream na diskurso sa ating buhay. Although hindi natin masyadong nakikita sa ating free TV media, more sa mga nasa new media lang siya masyadong nakikita. But anyway, it targets the youth, I guess. So, mas maraming talaga nag-online ngayon na kabataan kesa nanonood ng TV. So, this is really a breath of fresh air all the time. Although, I know it's still under the umbrella of this capitalistic market, still is trying to sell us products, you know. Sabon pa rin siya at gusto pa rin nila tayong pagandahin kahit paano. Meron pa rin siyang prescribed notion ng what is normal beauty, what is acceptable beauty. But pero somehow, naisisingit, naisisikat kahit paano ang isang radical content to challenge what is being imposed on us. At sinasabi na kung if you consider yourself beautiful or average, nasa sayo yon. Of course, pwede ko yung debatihin dahil pwedeng sabihin, pwede akong maging focal dyan yan eh. Pwede kong sabihin at the end of the day, we really don't have real choice as to how we see ourselves as beautiful or not. Kasi imposed naman talaga yan eh. Pwede nating tingnan ang ating mga sarili sa harap ng salamin na maganda. Pero at the end of the day, paglabas natin kung ang bawat magazine at ang bawat mannequin sa isang boutique ay nagsasabi na ganito ang size ng katawan na maganda at ganito ang kulay ng balat na maganda, our everyday rebellion, our everyday personal rebellion can only go as far. And of course, pwede nating isigaw ang the great refusal. Okay? The shout can only go as far. Pero, hindi ko rin naman talaga binabaliwala ang mga little rebellions na hindi na sinisingit sa mainstream media. And so, you know, I celebrate these commercials, especially the one about curly hair, kasi ang curly hair talaga ay talaga namang masyado ng na ang laki ng stigma sa curly hair. Sabi nga nang nag-text dito na ano nga ba yun? Hindi ako naniniwala. 09 from 09 0906452 9191. Hindi ako naniniwala na ang kulot ay salot dahil ako ay hindi salot. Baka sila ang salot. Ha ha, 'di ba? Ganun lang ang kanyang text. So, yes, bring out the curly hair. Let your hair down. 'Di ba? Sabi ni India Ari nga ba 'yon? Let your hair down this summer. And it's time, pero sabi nga dito sa patalastas, children can only be comfortable about their curly hair if the people around them are. Okay? Isang napakahalagang lesson na aking nalaman at I'm so happy na nalaman ko siya ng maaga dahil meron akong anak na babae. Na the way our daughters see their bodies is very much correlated with how their mothers see their own bodies. So kung patuloy na naririnig ng ating mga anak na babae, ang kanilang nanay na nagsasabi sa harap na ang laki ng puson ko, kailangan ko na mag-diet. Ay, hindi ko nakakainin yung dessert niya kasi kailangan ko na mag-diet, ang laki ko na, ang taba ko na. Or, you know, I don't like my skin, I don't like my hair. Unconsciously, naipapasa at naipapamana natin ang ganitong pagtingin natin sa ating mga katawan. At right now that it's summer, getting real na nga tayo, diba? Sabi ko nga kanina. So, bawasan ang pagkutsa. At, you know, let us be more vocal to giving out compliments and praises to our children. Lalong-lalo na kung kulang na kulang ang naririnig nila na pag-compliment sa kanilang mga curly hair sa television, sa mga patalastas, at ang kanilang mga brown skins, diba? Ang mga ilong na hindi matangos at ang, you know, mga tuhod na maiitim. I grew up having very dark knees kasi nga laging may sugat, laging natatapilok. So there, more praises, more compliments. It will not hurt if we tell this to our children many, many times a day. So, hindi man sa mga anak, sa mga pamangkin, sa mga pinsan. Dahil the challenge really is to raise a generation, you know, more accepting of their own bodies and other people's bodies regardless of shape, texture, size, and color. Okay? So, yun. Wait lang. Abilis ng oras. Meron dito mga text sa aking private number. Ito, nabasa ko na to na summer is for rebellion. Let me just read it again, okay? Summer is for rebellion and getting naked. Summer is for oblating, as in oblation, ovulating, and ovations. And summer is for Miss Cynthia Alexander. Another one from 0917392 6117. I will go to the event tonight. Ito na yung Jack Daniels event. And wear hippie real, not plastic flowers on my head. And PDA with my boyfie. Yoo-hoo! Cheer to summer and cheers to life. Oops. Curly hair din pala ako kaya I'm your poster girl listener for this episode. Thank you very much. You're 917-392-6117. Meron pa ba dito? 0903-675-32. Thank you very much, Generation Gender, for talking about this. I love the topic and the episode. Ano ba yung plinig kanina na kanta sa Conspiracy Bar ba yun? I usually go there when Cynthia Alexander was still here. Pero matagal-tagal na rin panahon na hindi ako nakakabalik. Kumusta na kaya ang Conspiracy Bar? Nako, kailangan na natin itong maghingi ng commission from Conspiracy Bar. Ang dami ng plug-ins natin, ha? Anyway, let's support in the music, OPM, and Miss Cynthia Alexander. Yun lamang po. Maraming salamat po sa mga nag-text. 0929036753 hindi nagpapakilala, at sa 0917982 9191, at kay Sheila Manyari. Ayun, si Sheila Manyari pala ang nag-text about summer is for rebellion. Thank you very much, mga ka-Generation Jenner. Thank you, Ambi Magtanaw, for sharing the article, Dear Lover, Give It To Me Dirty. What else? Thank you, Annie Diaz, for the information. And of course, I know how you love Cynthia Alexander. You love her more than... Pares lang tayo. Pares lang tayo hardcore fan. Okay? And I'm so inggit. Makakapunta ka sa lahat ng event ni Cynthia Alexander. Okay? There you go. Thank you for listening. I will give to you a song from Cynthia Alexander, You and I. Salamat po sa pakikinig sa Generation Gender. Hi to my husband, my friend, my lover, Miss Dario Cobello over at Ormoc. Ito po ang DZUP 1602, kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas, DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Lumang usapin na ba yan o akma pa sa henerasyong ito? Tara na, patsikahan natin!
Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo?
At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
Mga babae, ang ngiti na ilu-